Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast. Today's guest is an author, coach, and story crafter. She helps entrepreneurs share their wisdom and expertise through stories. After years of writing fiction, she stumbled on the world of online business, where she discovered her passion for helping entrepreneurs recognize the value in their stories. She is the co-writer or ghostwriter of dozens of books and the host of Nothing But the Words, the podcast that gives you everything you need to know to write a phenomenal book. I'm excited to introduce you today to Candace L. Davis. Hey, Candace. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Meg. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be collaborating with you for the Organic Marketing Summit, and then also to have you here today to introduce you to our listeners and viewers. And I'd love to start by just asking you to introduce us a bit to the importance of storytelling.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that we are all natural storytellers, whether we see ourselves that way or not. It's something that we start in very early childhood. We're usually not very good at it when we start, but over time, we notice what people receive well and what they don't when their eyes glaze over and when they get excited, and we learn to build our storytelling capabilities. And it's how we connect with people. It's how we build relationships in real life. If you meet a new girlfriend, eventually you start telling each other stories about your own lives, about your kids, about your jobs, and it's how we build connection. So you can use that as an entrepreneur as well to build connections with your community and to lead people to your products and services.
I had to chuckle when you said that you are born telling stories and you get better at them, because I feel like my kids are not quite in that get better stage yet. Like, we are in the thick of eyes glazing over to try to teach them storytelling techniques. So what can you just give me a rundown? What else can attendees really expect to learn from attending your session?
So I'll talk about where you can tell your stories, because a lot of times we get caught up in thinking, oh, stories are just for speakers and I'm not a speaker, so there's no place for me to tell my story, or stories are just for authors. No, there are a million places you can tell your story. So I'll share some of those. And I'll also talk about what elements you really need to have in your story to make your story effective, and what kinds of stories you can tell, because they don't always have to be focused on you. If you are not really big on talking about yourself all the time, which is odd in today's world, but if that's not your thing, there are other stories you can tell too that are just as effective for your business.
Yeah, and the Organic Marketing Summit is focused on social media marketing and building an organic marketing plan. And so the storytelling theme really is super, super relevant when it comes to the content that you're going to be posting on social media, as well as content you're going to be posting elsewhere. And it's important to have a variety of content. The last thing you want to do is go to a page that only posts one thing, whether it's stories about yourself or stories about other people. You need a variety. So I love that you're providing all of that in this session.
Yeah.
Now, at the summit, we're, like I mentioned, focused on developing a marketing plan, focused on organic marketing strategies. Can you share your experience with why having a plan is essential for business success?
Oh my gosh, I can tell you it's huge for me, because when I started, I didn't have a plan. And I found myself kind of randomly posting. I didn't have a lot of money and I didn't have a plan. So I was randomly posting things on social media and not getting much traffic, not getting much response from it. And then I would be ready to promote a product or service, and no one really understood why I was promoting it. But if you have a marketing plan, where you're positioning yourself as an expert in this particular area, when you jump out to promote something, when you have a launch, whether it's a soft launch or a big, huge launch, people expect it from you. And often they're waiting for you to offer them something to buy, because they've been hearing all these great stories and seeing your great tips or whatever else you're sharing on through your social media marketing plan. And it leads them right up to being prepared to purchasing from you.
Which is awesome when selling isn't slimy. It's not difficult. Yeah. It's just kind of a natural next step.
Yeah.
Well, you have so much more value to contribute, and you're going to be sharing it all with us at the Organic Marketing Summit, which is happening November 9th through 13th. And over the course of that 1 week, attendees are building their 2021 marketing plans alongside over 20 industry-leading experts, just like Candace, who are invested in your success. Tickets are completely free, so head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket right now. Don't wait. Something is about to happen that's going to distract you or be shiny. So just put everything on pause and grab your ticket before it's too late. Candace, thanks again for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to connect.
Thank you.
And we will see you at the Organic Marketing Summit. Bye for now.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor. Share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.